Episode 10, The 18 Reiki Hand Positions for Healing Others. Reiki is not a type of massage, and it does not involve physical manipulation of the body. It only involves the gentle placement of hands onto the body. Therefore, the person who will be receiving Reiki from you can stay fully dressed. Just ask them to wear loose clothing for their own comfort. It is best if they can lie horizontally on a table in the middle of a room, which you can walk around. As this will allow you to place your hands more easily onto different areas of the body. However, if someone has mobility issues, it is possible to give Reiki to them while they are sat in a lounge chair or even lying in bed. So let's begin. Number 1, Head Position 1. This is for healing any problems with the sinuses, ears, nose and throat. As well as colds, lymphatic diseases, hormone imbalances and stress. Place your hands side by side so the thumbs are touching, and then use your hands to cover their eyes. Make sure you don't actually touch their eyes as this can be uncomfortable for them. Number 2, Head Position 2. This is for healing issues with the pituitary gland, tiredness, stress, headaches. As well as immune defense, concentration, brain problems, and mental and emotional problems. Place your right and left wrists side by side, and then place the palm of each hand over their temples. Number 3, Head Position 3. This is for healing colds and treating issues associated with the ear, nose or throat. As well as treating balance and orientation problems. Place your hands on either side of their head and slightly cup each ear. Number 4, Head Position 4. This is for healing headaches, colds, neck and back problems. As well as tension problems and spinal nerve problems. Place your hands side by side and then slide them under their head. So their head lies in the bowl your hands have created. Number 5, Body Position 1. This is for healing the throat, thyroid and the thymus. As well as issues with communication, anxiety, and expressing oneself. Place your hands and fingers either side of their throat. Do not touch the throat as this can be uncomfortable for them. Number 6, Body Position 2. This is for healing problems with the lungs, such as asthma and bronchitis. As well as allergies, problems with the thymus, and difficulty in accepting things. Place your hands over their collarbone and breastbone. Number 7, Body Position 3. This is for healing any ailments of the heart, lungs, thymus, and the immune system. As well as circulation problems, asthma, allergies, and emotional disturbances. Place your hands above and below their breasts. Number 8, Body Position 4. This is for healing the lungs, spleen, gallbladder, sternum, pancreas and liver. As well as treating digestive disorders and alleviating issues with control, worry and nervousness. Place your hands under their breasts, over their lower ribs. Number 9, Body Position 5. This is for treating depression, the inability to feel happiness, and feelings of emptiness. As well as healing the spleen, digestive organs, kidneys, liver, gallbladder, and adrenal glands. Place your hands in the middle of their stomach, just above the navel area. Number 10, Body Position 6. This is for treating the reproductive organs, testicles, ovaries, bladder, kidneys and adrenal glands. As well as weight problems, sexual dysfunction, both physical and emotional, and tiredness. Please respect their integrity when utilizing this hand position. Place your hands over their pubic bone along their groin. Number 11, Back Position 1. This is for treating aching neck and shoulders, headaches and stress. Place your hands behind their neck so the first couple of fingers touch. Number 12, back position 2. This is for treating depressions, the inability to express oneself, and healing the heart and lungs. Place your hands over their shoulder blades. Number 13, back position 3. This is for healing the lungs, heart, adrenal glands, lymph nodes, diaphragm, and kidneys. As well as alleviating stress, allergies, and relationship problems. Place your hands over the middle of their back. Number 14, back position 4. This is for treating mental problems and relationship issues. As well as healing the digestive organs and reproductive organs. Place your hands over their lower back. Number 15, back position 5. This is for treating any problems with the spine. Which is why this position is sometimes known as the back fixer. Place one hand at their neck, and the other over their tailbone. Number 16, leg position 1. This is for healing knee injuries, headaches, head injuries, neck injuries, and neck stiffness. It also treats any energy blockages in the lower body. Place one hand over one of their kneecaps, and the other under the same knee. You need to treat each knee separately. Number 17, leg position 2. This position is also for clearing energy blockages. As well as treating issues with the neck, throat, lymph, thyroid, and pelvic area. Bring both your hands together over one of their ankles. Treat each ankle separately. Number 18, leg position 3. This is the ultimate healing position. Feet contain reflex zones that correspond to every organ and chakra in the human body. Treating the feet treats all the organs and chakras. Place one hand over one foot, and then place the other hand under the same foot so your palm touches their sole. You can cup the feet, if you wish, by bringing the fingers together. Treat each foot separately. Join us for the next episode, where you'll discover how to live the Reiki lifestyle every day.